squirt your whack granola ass. Chatting up the neighbors just to make you feel better. You a fucking gentrifier. Trash.
Hello, I'm your host Hannah, and you're listening to This Is Not Fine on CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome to the second episode of This Is Not Fine, where, as usual, I rant about something that is not fine. I can't believe that I made it to the second episode. Yay! Today on the show, I want to talk about toxic positivity culture and why it needs to go. Some of you listening may not know what toxic positivity exactly means, so let me give you an example here. Imagine you're in the middle of telling your friend about a frustrating thing that happened to you. Something shitty, maybe you just had a bad day, and halfway through, your friend goes like, "Don't worry, I'll be fine," or "Look at the bright side," or "Someone else has it worse." And you think to yourself, "Can you let me vent, please?" So yeah, toxic positivity is this mindset that despite the emotional pain or difficult situation, one must always remain positive. It is insincere. It is this urgent need to dismiss negative emotions and respond with false assurances. And that's when a positive mindset, which is healthy, becomes toxic. And it's pretty common, right? We've all done it and have also been on the receiving end. I get why we do it, at least how it starts. The world is a rough place as it is, filled with unpleasant news and chaos at all times. So we try and keep a positive outlook, focus on being grateful, and hey, staying positive is great for the mind, body, and soul. It means you're hopeful about the future. Plus, it can be really draining to just simmer and marinate in negativity, which leaves you bitter. And secondly, we humans have this innate need to comfort people. And hey, it sucks when your loved ones are hurting. And so we have this need to tell them things will be okay, which again is coming from a good place. But let's take a step back for a second and go back to my earlier example. Now, this time your friend comes to you and tells you about their shitty day, something bad that happened to them. What is your friend looking for in that moment? The answer is often validation or to be heard. And almost never, "Don't worry, I'll be fine." You know, that response. They're almost never looking for it. While I agree time is healing, how about we focus on the now, the here and now? I realize as I say it, it can be hard to stay in the moment. When so many worries haunt us all the time, we're being pulled by our past and future at all times. But it is way worse to shove positivity down someone's throat when they're hurting. Also, hot take, it is okay not to be okay. As a society, we have such a hard time feeling uncomfortable and feeling our feelings, and are quick to place judgment on emotions. Feeling sad or mad is bad. Why though? It is perfectly natural. If you don't get sad or mad once in a while, I'll seriously wonder what's wrong with you or what you're on. Because dude, I want in on that. What hashtag positive vibes only does is it causes alienation and dismisses people's real trauma and tragedy. I read this post somewhere a while back about something like, "Please check in with me before unloading on me," or like, "I don't have space for your negative emotions and I just want to surround myself with positive vibes," or something. Like, it just sounds selfish and a bunch of crap. We live in a society, people. It's a community and people need you. We need one another to survive. I deeply believe in communal care and mutual aid and showing up for people and yourself in times of hardship, misery, and through thick and thin. That's when you know who the real ones are. As you folks know, a big part of the show is also playing cool music, or at least cool in my eyes. So why don't we do that? I want to start us off with Chaise Lounge by the British indie band Wet Leg.
I got bug bites on my legs. I got two friends who look alike. I got coffee in the morning and my mama in the night. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got a big wheel in Montana, and he told me yesterday that a year ago he looked me in the eyes and lied to me. Got an old friend in Japan, she's been mad at me before. It's just that she and I've got nothing in common anymore. He feels bad for doing what he did that night. She bought new shoes in Tokyo. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. We'll be right back. see. God, I'm really gonna blow with all this empathetic shit. Understand the thing you did, every reason you did it. I'm so mad, dude, and I wanna cry. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bug bites on my legs. I got a big wheel in Montana. Got an old friend in Japan. Got a lover in my bedroom. And I got bad news, but jelly, jelly, jelly on a plate. Sunny side up, I got egg on my face. Waist trainer for a tinier waist, but I can't help it if I like the way food tastes. Hey, this is me, a woman in dichotomy. I love me until I don't. My apologies for looking on your history. I'm trying to let it go. Baby, I'm jealous of the pictures that you like. Baby, I'm jealous of the girls with lighter eyes. Baby, I'm jealous, and I know that it ain't right, but I'm jealous, jealous. The jealous kind. That chick can't be that chick. Maybe I'm a bad bitch. If he fiendin', I'll probably get a catfish. Keep him dreamin' to pull up on a nap shit. I don't even be asking him who that chick. Uh-huh, who that chick? Nah, pitiful, that's so average. Why? Some women want men and some girls want wives. Tell lies until they bugging and they pants on fire. I stole your man. He got freedom to chase what he likes. I know your man, but he ain't even worth the night time. It's such a drag. I'm not being spiteful, but his stress won't be the last to let you know what he gon' show. Baby, I'm jealous of the pictures that you like. Baby, I'm jealous of the girls with lighter eyes. Baby, I'm jealous, I'm jealous, and I know that it ain't right. You like them jealous, jealous, yeah, jealous, yeah. Baby, I'm jealous.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca To learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is called This Is Not Fine, and I'm your host, Hannah. Before the break, you heard Baby I'm Jealous by Baby Rexha and Doja Cat. Before that, I played Big Wheel by Samia, and I started off the set with Shay's Lounge by the British indie band Wet Leg. So, what is not fine today? Toxic positivity. When does being positive start to feel toxic? Well, we all saw that a lot during COVID-19, especially on social media. And quite a few people commented on this absurd trend, the problematic hustle culture, the rise and grind, which became even more prevalent during a frickin' global pandemic. This sort of toxic positivity was overwhelmingly present on social media, and what it did and often does is trivializes people's real pain and suffering. You're angry at the state of the world? Honey, go make sourdough. Terrified to leave your house? Sweetie, why aren't you learning French on Duolingo? Angry at your friend for not social distancing and not respecting COVID protocols? Ditch that girl and focus on getting a summer bod instead. Please stop. Let me get angry and feel my feelings. And also, this kind of attitude is quite ableist. People really have different capacities. And so we all just need to chill out here. Influencers and social media turned the pandemic into an episode of Queer Eye. Time for that makeover, baby. Live the life you always secretly dreamt of. Live, laugh, love. Am I right? No, ma'am. This white soccer mom motto is out the window. The new mantra is live, laugh, language. Because I sure do love some positivity, but let's keep it real, please. During the summer of 2020, millions of people around the world lost their lives to COVID-19. It was awful. This includes my aunt and my good friend's mom, who also passed away. Two wonderful and generous women who didn't deserve this. Nobody did. May their souls rest in peace. Another person was killed, not due to COVID-19, but due to police brutality. George Floyd. The Black Lives Matter protests took over the world, and I honestly had never seen anything like this before. The rage, the anger, the solidarity. People, especially Black people, were sick of the shit. They were being killed anyway. Whether it be dying disproportionately due to COVID-19, because hey, healthcare is racist, or at the hands of police violence. So this is all to say that when so many systemic inequalities woven in our social fabric were being unveiled during COVID, I guess that's one good thing that came out of the pandemic and the option to work from home. Anyway, so there were still a lot of people during that time whose content online was so delusional and out of touch. I especially found it fascinating how people were avoidant and terrified to address racism, capitalism, classism. And you know, it's mostly the folks who benefit from the status quo. So big surprise there. Like generally, especially if you're privileged, either you're white, cis, a man, rich, all the above, some of the above, you have a responsibility. You have a greater responsibility to hold yourself, your people accountable. Instead, I just saw people take things personally and get defensive. And that's when you see things like, for example, hashtag not all men. It's cute that you think this is about you. Because it's not. It's telling, though, that folks love to be part of the status quo and don't want to give up or challenge their privilege. Let me tell you, it directly banks on crushing and dehumanizing others. That's how you're able to keep your privilege. And something I often hear is, you need to just lighten up. Or the big one is, don't get too political. I hate to break it to you, but everything is political. Everything. And sorry, I'm having a hard time living, laughing, and loving. Because, I don't know, the planet is dying and the forces of oppression are killing people. Oof, that was heavy. So what I'm going to do now is share this song with you, which is a banger and pretty rad. It is called Fake Great Britain by Pink Suits.
Lately I've been sleeping much less than I should. Lately I've been smoking much more than I should. Lately you're concerned for me, or so I heard you say. Look around and ask yourself, is anyone okay? Living in this shit state, fascist state. Taught to lie and taught to hate. Taught to spy and taught it's great in fake. Great, great, living in these harsh times of hate crime. Intolerance, it's on the rise. Austerity is in its prime in fake. Great Britain. More than I should. Lately I've been thinking much less than I should. Lately you don't talk to me, I only bring you down. You know the news, it's nothing new. Take a fucking look around. We're in this shit state, fascist state. Taught to lie and taught to hate. Taught to spy and taught it's great in fake. Great, great, living in these harsh times of hate crime. Intolerance, it's on the rise. Austerity is in its prime in fake. Great Britain. Taking pills much more than I should. Lately I've been chasing thrills more than I said I would. Lately I don't see your face and lately I don't care. I'm just trying to survive when it's fucking hell out there. Living in this shit state, fascist state. Taught to lie and taught to hate. Taught to spy and taught it's great in fake. Great, great, living in these harsh times of hate crime. Intolerance, it's on the rise. Austerity is in its prime. Intolerance, it's on the rise. Austerity, it's in its
sugar on my tongue tonight.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
What's up, my dudes? You're listening to This Is Not Fine, a show where I talk about anything and everything that is not fine, only on CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Honey Lungs by Sad the Whale off of their new album Dandelion. They're actually performing in Vancouver at the end of March. And before that, you heard Fake Great Britain by Pink Suits. I really want to take a moment and thank you, dear listeners, for sticking around and listening to my rant. It means a lot. So, I have a question for you. Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Is the glass half full or half empty? I never know how to answer this. It is easier to think in the binary, right? Sure, and there is some truth to that. But also, it's not the full picture. Did I just say full picture? That's funny. No pun intended. But yeah, I meant it's not the full picture. Growing up, I would define myself as a pessimist. Or actually, people described me as that and I just went with it. Then in my early 20s, I was more inclined towards calling myself a cautious optimist. I may appear angry, but I'm hopeful about the future because that's what gives me life and keeps me going. But in some ways, being a cautious optimist felt like the onus was always on me. The person turned out to be an asshole. The person that I thought was my friend, oh, I should have been more wary or more vigilant. I don't know. I like to give people a chance. And if they suck, then that's on them. Everything that I'm saying right now actually is leading up to something that I read last week. This article in The Atlantic where I learned the term tragic optimism. And I can't tell you how much it resonated with me. I felt seen. I'm actually going to link the article in the show description. In the article, tragic optimism is defined as the search for meaning during the inevitable tragedies of human existence and is better for us than avoiding darkness and trying to stay positive. This phrase was coined by the psychologist and a Holocaust survivor named Viktor Frankl. The piece also talks about how tragic optimism serves as the perfect antidote to toxic positivity. Yeah, what a beautiful, strange term. Tragedy and human suffering are inevitable, but we're still here. Surviving, trying to thrive, sometimes falling, failing, hurting, trying to uplift one another, and the shared struggle, the sense of camaraderie to make this world a better place is why this life is worth living. Yeah, that's what tragic optimism feels like to me. All right, folks, I don't know if you could tell, but I was dying to share this new insight with someone, and I'm glad I got to share it with you, lovely folks listening right now. For the next set, I have some chill vibes for you. I'll play Rent Free by Ivy Tide. Fun fact, the guitarist from the band is my roommate's best friend, actually. Hey, Jamie, if you're listening, your band is cool. Enjoy.
No, you live here rent free, chilling in the penthouse suite. Yeah, got me in a frenzy, you ain't never signed no release. Falling for the fuse, staring back at you.
I was airborne, I was never cared for you. In my mental, I don't even know where for. In a dark place, but you keep the lights on. Leaving no trace, making it your own now, yeah. Know you live here rent free, chilling in the penthouse suite. Yeah, got me in a frenzy, you ain't never signed no lease. Falling for the few, staring back at you. You be living rent free and I never sent no key. Run a blessing on my bedside. Say a prayer, then I curl up in a flat tire, yeah. I didn't mean to beg you for next time. Come up with your best lie. I don't wanna know why you. The movement in your face. You didn't want a hickey, but you didn't wanna stay. Why'd you come to visit if you're tripping by the trace? But also it hurts if you don't. Acting a stranger just to flirt with the no. I pull my phone out to stare at the glow. I feel afraid today that you stay away. Stick in my head like a stone. Know you live here rent free, chilling in the penthouse suite. Yeah, got me in a frenzy. You ain't never signed no release. Falling for the few, staring back at you. You be living rent free, and I never sent no key.
Try to see you through the walls of Jericho. Pray for the best, avoid the worst, there is a first. Time to everything, there is a first. Time for everything, for what it's worth. The truth is not a curse.
You already know the plot is lost, it comes across. I put my money in the nothings. I won't buy into fear, you're on the wire. It's all on fire, I cannot steal.
What is left to say?
I can see right through.
Jericho. Expect the worst, pray for the best. This is not a test.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. This is our final segment of This Is Not Fine, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Burning Pile by Mother Mother. Before that, I played See You Through by July Talk, and I started off the set with Rent Free by Ivy Tide. So basically, you heard some dope local music. Today's topic is toxic positivity. I want to share a few final thoughts before we part ways. There's just so much to say on this topic, but I'll try to parse through. Instead of forcing positivity, why don't we all try to operate from a place of empathy? Empathy is seriously underrated, folks. And not to be confused with sympathy, the evil twin, where you feel sorry for me. Another way we can try and be there for one another is hold space for people and their emotions. But of course, you have to start that with yourself. Feel your feelings, man. It's awesome, in the long run, at least. And you know what they say, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So we gotta do some TLC to ourselves first. We're just fragile plants. You know, what are we? Just fragile plants. And listen to your instincts. If your body is telling you something is wrong, then yeah, something is wrong. You may not feel great right now, and that's okay. It's a bad day, not a bad life. How's that for a soccer mom code? Sometimes the simplest answer is the right one. You know? I mean, not always, but sometimes. This brings us to the end of the show. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks for listening, folks. I had a really good time talking about this. I'm going to leave you with I'm Gonna Tell My Therapist on You by Pink Shift, and I'll end it with No Surprises by Radiohead. Happy holidays! And talk to you in the new year. Take care and be kind to yourself and others.
sad.